Time now for Coffee with the Coach, brought to you by Dunkin' Donuts.
Coach, we talk about the Texans. Pretty well documented the history there without getting into detail. You know Billy, you know Rack, you know Vrabel. You spent time with them in the joint practices in West Virginia. A lot of respect for them. Do you have to be careful not to overthink things and say, well, we didn't show them this then, and just go out and play your game instead of worrying about what you showed them, say, in August, as opposed to what you're going to see in Game 3 or divisional round last year?
Yeah, well, I think that the divisional game was, you know, there was obviously a lot at stake in that game, sure. And that was, you know, both teams game planning to the max for the importance of the game. The training camp was really pretty basic. It was pretty fundamental, and that's what we were working on. That's what they were working on, and the strategizing and all comes much more from the regular season games and obviously the playoff game last year. And we'll have to, you know, we'll have to really be conscious of some of the things that they hurt us with and how we can combat those this time.
Without going through every single player in detail, pretty good front seven, about as good as you may face, you know?
Yeah, very good. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, they can do it all. They're strong inside. They're good off the edge. They can play the run. They can rush the passer. They pursue well, as we'll see in a minute. They do everything well. They play with good technique. They're sound. You got to work for everything. They don't give you any easy plays. You have to really work for them. You have to do a good job, or they'll make you look bad. So, yeah, that's a big challenge for us, that front.
Obviously, we're down in Houston for the preseason game. We were down there a week before Hurricane Harvey hit. And I know you've kept in contact with Billy and Romeo, and you've talked to them, but you always talk about eliminating distractions. How do you feel they've done as an organization, just talking to those guys, handling what they've done, J.J. Watt, the amount of money he's raised down there for the area, and just trying to put that behind him? It's tough playing football with all that going on with, you know, when it surrounds you.
Yeah, it is. I thought that the Cincinnati game was a real testament to their mental toughness. They came off a tough loss to Jacksonville in opening week. Then go on the road Thursday night, short week, with all the things you just mentioned, and went up there and played a really solid football game, so against a good team. So I think that right there just, you know, tells you all you need to know about the Houston Texans.
All right, Coach, good stuff right there. Time now for the Ace Ticket. Twitter question of the week comes from HDMC 2014. Pretty good. I remembered that. Good memory right there. wants to talk about your dad's book. He wrote a book on scouting, and it's a must-read for any football or any fan. It's a pretty good question. Have you ever thought of maybe tweaking it or amending it, or maybe he'd yell at you from upstairs, or you just let that thing stand as it may?
Yeah, I think I'll just let it stand. Yeah. I think, you know, what he wrote about was live scouting, and those were back in the days when the film you got from the opponent was limited, and when you did get it from the most recent game, a lot of times it wasn't until the middle of the week because of just the whole transportation and shipping process back in the 50s and 60s. So the importance of live game scouting at that time was a lot more than what it is now with the video and how quickly we can load it and rewind it and rerun it and all that. There was no replays in those days. There was no, you know, video scoreboard. Whatever you saw, you had to get live and capture it and then bring that back to your team to prepare for the game. So as a coach, when you watch your team play on game day, that's really what you're watching. You get one look at it. You might get the video replay, but you get one look at the play and being able to quickly identify, is it a run, is it a pass, do I want to go to the coverage, do I want to go to the blocking scheme, do I want to go to the run force, do, you know, what do you want to watch on the play? Because it's hard to watch all 22, so you kind of have to go from one spot and then shift your eyes to a secondary spot based on what you're looking at. It taught me a lot about that.
Would he be a big fan of the tablets or the wireless stuff nowadays?
No, probably less than I am.
All right, good stuff
possible.
Right there. Good stuff, Coach. All right, if you want to ask the coach a question, you got to follow the team on Twitter, @Patriots, hashtag at AskBB. Front seven, you said? Little
we'll
pursuit?
We'll see them, sure.
Okay. There you go. Sit tight right there. We'll be back later in the show with the Bellastrator.